morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here five times a week to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. I'm going to give you some encouragement and some hope from God's word because I really want you to know that you matter, that you are important and you have a purpose. So I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and join me here Monday to Friday to help your day by starting right with Danny Mac. I was asked one time if I thought God had a sense of humor, and the answer is yes. I believe God has a wonderful sense of humor. I believe that God gives us joy, and part of joy is being able to laugh and enjoy the things around us and to find things that are funny and to laugh at them. In fact, I believe if we are reading the Bible correctly, we're going to find that God has a sense of humor even in what he says sometimes. In the book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 1, it starts off this way. It says, "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Joshua, you are old and stricken in years." In Psalm 126, verse 2, it says, "Our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy, because God has done great things, because God has restored and brought back to his people the joy that they needed to have in their lives." Does God have a sense of humor? Yes. And let me show you a few things this morning where you can see how that sense of humor plays out. I want to, first of all, talk about this fellow named Job. Now, when we talk about Job, we generally talk about what he's lost and what he's going through and the trials that he's going through and how ugly and desperate that whole situation is for him. At one point, he's talking with his friend Zophar, who has just dumped on him and blamed Job for his own problems. And in chapter 13, verse 5, Job says this in the middle of his long speech back to Zophar. He says, "I wish you would just stop talking and then you would be wise." I'm going to use that line sometime when I really need it because it's so good. Over in chapter 19, he's talking to another buddy now. This buddy's name is Bildad. And Job says to him in the middle of this, "My wife can't stand my breath and my own family dislikes me." Both of those things and many other things that Job says along the way, if you look at them, you can find some humor in them and realize that there's humor in God's word. Let's take a look at Solomon for a moment now in the book of Proverbs. Now, we have to give Solomon some leeway. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. In chapter 27 and verse 15 and 16, he says, "A quarreling wife is as bothersome as a continual dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her is like stopping the wind or trying to grab oil in your hand." Over in Proverbs 25:24, he says this, "It is better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife." I believe that that corner of the roof is what we would call today the doghouse. And he was in deep trouble. And so now he was stuck out on the corner of the roof. How about over in the Song of Solomon, where Solomon's talking again? He's talking about his beautiful bride. He says, "How beautiful you are, my darling. Your hair is like a flock of goats streaming down Mount Gilead. Your teeth are white like newly sheared sheep, just coming from their bath. Each one has a twin, and none of them is missing." If I said that to my wife, I'd get smacked. But for Solomon, it was beauty, and it's funny. God's word is full of things that touch every part of our lives. Proverbs 17:22, again, words of Solomon. "A cheerful heart is good medicine." What we need is some good medicine today. Find something to laugh about. Find something to make someone else laugh about today. And let your joy be full. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to check out our brand new podcast, Life and Hope with Danny Mac, and keep tuning in Monday to Friday for Starting Right. Danny Mac will be on both of them. Take care and have a wonderful day. God bless.